Welcome to our video series. It's great to have you on board for what I promise will be the adventure of a lifetime. And indeed, I'm really delighted that you signed up for this, because this is something I only do a couple of times a year. Now, in this short video series, you are going to learn how to live a stress-free life. In fact, actually, you're going to learn how to live a carefree life. Now, I know that's a long way away from the cares and worries and stresses and strains and hassles and ups and downs and humdrum of ordinary everyday life. But what you're going to learn, for starters, will enable you live your ordinary life extraordinarily. Now, a lot of what we'll cover is actually already in the public domain, but I've put everything together in a particular way to ensure that it has maximum impact in your life straight away. And it is rare that you come across something that will enable you to change your life by simply watching a couple of videos. And therefore, because of the way I've structured it, you need to watch the whole series of videos. Indeed, you need to watch them in the order in which I have put them together. Now, as I have said, this is life-changing. And I can say that because I'm simply repeating what my clients say. They use phrases like transformational life-changing, used that a moment ago, eye-opening, unbelievable.
The crucial thing for me is what's getting in our way, you know, so that wired for stress piece, and how we can trip that switch. So that was a real eye opener, I think.
Compared to this time last year, everything is so calm and serene.
And it's certainly life changing.
And it all comes down to the way in which you are going to learn the simple steps that you can take to change your life straight away. Now, you might say to yourself, why are you looking at me? Or indeed, why am I talking to you from the French Alps? I, first of all, am a psychologist, but that's not a good enough reason for you to listen to me. I think one of the key things I would say to you is that I have experienced an awful lot of transformation in my life. Clearly, I'm not French. I'm originally an accountant and banker from Ireland. And we moved to France in 2002 and transformed our lives then. And over the last couple of years, as a result of using what you will learn in this video series, I've transformed my business too, to ensure that my business and work now completely and effortlessly fits around the life that I want. Most people's work has the exact opposite effect on their lives. However, that said, it is really my clients who are the heroes of this story. They are the heroes of this series. You're going to meet some of them as we progress, because it really doesn't matter what I've done with my life. What matters is that what I've done with my life can be taught to other people, and it changes their lives too. And that means that you can change your life as well. Now, as you no doubt know, ordinary everyday life for many people cannot be described as stress-free, and for most people it can't be described as carefree. And the reason for that is that your life is as a result of how you see it. And how you see it is as a result of the thoughts that you think on an ordinary everyday basis. You see, one of the key things you need to understand is that as ordinary adult human beings, we think in pre-programmed repetitive patterns. Our everyday thoughts are largely the same from one day to the next. 97% of your thoughts today will be exactly the same as the thoughts that you had in your head yesterday, and tomorrow will be a repeat performance. Our thoughts are patterned and they are pre-programmed. Some of them are hardwired into your brain, because the way in which we think automatically enabled us to survive when we were hunter-gatherers many thousands of years ago. But the pre-programmed thoughts that are specific to you, you alone, are thoughts that were programmed into your head by events that happened to you during what we call our formative years, when you were a very, very young child. Events that meant something to you, that made an impression on you, that left an impression on you. And these are the patterns that are set up in our childhood years that we play out again and again on an ordinary everyday basis during our ordinary everyday adult lives. Now, I've said something extremely important, and I'm going to repeat it because it is one of the two key learnings in this video. Your life today is the result of how you see it. How you see it is the result of your patterned, pre-programmed thoughts. Now, when I say see it, I'm talking about seeing everything around you, seeing reality for what it is or what it isn't, and how you see yourself. Now, bear what I've just said in mind, and you'll begin to understand how we worry and how we suffer from stress. Stress is, like everything else in your life, the result of how you see what is going on. And indeed, the result of whether or not you think that you are up to the challenge of dealing with what you think is going on. In short, and this will come as a shock to you as it has come to as a shock to many, you stress yourself out. Stress is something you do to yourself. Stress, like everything else in life, is a result of a process known as cognitive appraisal. How I actually see what's going on. Let me give you a really simple, ridiculously simple example. Say you work with a number of colleagues and today you go into work all dressed up because you're, for example, meeting an important client. And as you walk down the corridor, somebody says to you, "Ooh, that's a nice shirt you're wearing." Now, that's just words that have been said to you, and you have to go and make sense of them. In other words, you have to figure out what those words mean. You have to decide how you see it, how you see what has just happened. Whether or not you evaluate those words as a compliment or a joke, or indeed as an insult, will first of all depend on what mood you're in. And generally speaking, as ordinary people, we're not in the best of mood when we wake up first thing in the morning, even if you're a morning person, by virtue of the fact that most people are woken by an alarm clock. In other words, the brain isn't ready to wake up. So first of all, you may not be in the best mood when somebody says to you, "That's a nice shirt you're wearing." The second thing that you bring to your evaluation of what has just been said is what you think of the other person that has just said it to you. Or indeed, it's actually a little bit more removed from reality than that, because actually, in evaluating the few words that have just been said, who you think you are, in other words, how you see yourself, will think about what it thinks about the other person. We're miles removed from reality. But as a result of this sausage machine that we put raw data through, we come up with an evaluation of what's going on in the here and now, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's indifferent, whether what has just been said to me, "That's a nice shirt you're wearing," is a compliment, a joke, or an insult. And as a result of that automatic evaluation, as we've shoved what's going on through our thought processes, our pre-programmed repetitive thought processes, we will decide what's going on and we will react automatically accordingly. Exactly the same happens in relation to anything that could potentially stress you, or indeed, let me be clear about this because this is the second key learning in this short video. Exactly the same goes on when you evaluate what you think is going on and whether or not you think it stresses you or not. Stress isn't real. Stress is like beauty. It's in the mind of the beholder. one person's stress is another person's motivation. Now, whilst stress itself isn't real by virtue of the fact that we think we are stressed, our brain pumps cortisol, the stress neurotransmitter, into the body with terrible effects. Because even though, as I say, stress isn't real, the effects of stress are very real indeed. Triggering the stress response increases our heart rate. It increases our blood pressure. It increases the production of bad fatty cholesterol in our cardiovascular system. It suppresses the immune system. It suppresses the digestive system. All these things are real, and all these things lead to illness. And indeed, according to the World Health Organization, premature death. If you're stressed on an ordinary, everyday basis, you are going to live for a shorter period of time than somebody who is carefree. That's why I assume one of the reasons that you are actually watching this video. Most people faced with the challenges of ordinary everyday life are suffering from low-level everyday background stress. But as I said to you a minute ago, stress is something you do to yourself. It is part and parcel of your life as how you see it. You can see it differently.
It's been pretty incredible, actually. I right around the time I signed up, I was going through some health issues, and I just had a lot of stress.
This time last year, my blood pressure was through the roof. Now, I have never suffered from high blood pressure. Even that alone, the fact that my blood pressure has gone back to normal and that I just feel calm.
My blood pressure was the lowest it's ever been. Now, at the moment, as you know, I'm under a little bit of stress at home. And really shouldn't be there. And I've absolutely no doubt that had a huge impact on it today. So there's no doubt when you slow your mind down and you know, concentrate on just what's going on now, it makes a massive difference.
Warren has learned how to live without stress, despite the challenges he has in his ordinary everyday life, and in particular in his business and indeed family life too. You are going to learn exactly what Warren has learned. You are going to learn how to stop it, to stop the worry, to stop the stress, to stop living a life full of imperfect moments. And I use that phrase very deliberately because as this video series progresses, you are going to discover how you can have a life filled with perfect moments.
My perfect moments are more about, you know, having abundance and just kind of having time. Part of my abundance is having more time to do the things I want to do with my family and friends and work.
I wrote a perfect moment when I was with you about 14 years ago and it all came true. I've written perfect moments under your guidance for years and most of them have come true. And it happened.
Now, I know you're probably thinking to yourself, this is too good to be true. An awful lot of my clients think that when they hear it for the first time, but then they actually experience the difference. An awful lot of people say to me when I meet them first that they are stuck in their lives, that there must be more to life than what they're experiencing. Some are actually trapped or think they are trapped in imperfect jobs, imperfect relationships, as I said, lives filled with imperfect moments. Nobody is stuck in a rut. Nobody is trapped in a job. Nobody has ground to a halt in their lives. You're only trapped and stuck if you think you are trapped and stuck. If you change how you manage what is going on between your two ears, everything changes.
Once you get out of your own way, life is so much easier.
I'm not simply saying this on the basis of everything that my clients have told me over the years. I am saying this with the absolute conviction of a psychologist who understands and can quote to you everything you need to know in relation to how modern cognitive psychology and neuroscience backs up every single thing you're going to learn in this video series. Indeed, one of my clients, who was, when I met him first, one of the biggest doubters. He's actually called Tom, and he said he wasn't called Tom for no reason, because he is doubting Thomas. A scientist by profession, he simply didn't believe what I was talking to him about until we had a number of discussions. He began to understand and explore the science, and he is now one of my longest standing clients. And as his career and business has progressed, he has got me to work with each of the teams that he leads to ensure that they get the message too. You see, our lives, your life, is in your hands. It is all down to what you think about your life. You might also be saying to yourself that I've tried to change my life before and I keep trying. You know, like an awful lot of people set New Year's resolutions for themselves, the same ones from one year to the next. But the point is that our patterned, pre-programmed way of seeing our lives is designed to ensure that you don't change your life. Why? Because 10 or 12,000 years ago, it wasn't really safe to change your life. If you went off in search of the kind of adventure you're going to experience in this video series, some tiger or lion or bear might jump out of the bushes, and that would be the end of you. So, even though you've tried before and failed, and perhaps tried and failed again, what matters is what's going on between your two ears. And once you learn how to grab control of the levers of power in your own head, everything is going to change. That's where we're headed in the next video. In the next video, for starters, you are going to not just learn what Warren does to manage his own state of mind, you're actually going to do it. And you're immediately going to experience a different state of mind to your ordinary everyday state of mind. A state of mind that you can bring to the party in all of those perfect moments that your life is going to be full of as you move forward, stress-free, carefree. Many of my clients, when I meet them first, say to me, and indeed I understand this myself, and perhaps you do too, I remember back in my 20s, when I was full of hopes and dreams, when I was carefree, when I didn't have a care in the world, and when everything seemed to just happen for me in flow. What happened? My hopes and dreams. As I said to you earlier on, an awful lot of people kind of instinctively know that there is more to life than the life they're living. Most of my clients come to me in the first place because they know this to be true, but they don't know how to find it. The point is that your perfect moments are waiting for you if you just change the way you see your life. Now, that doesn't mean changing the way you think. It means managing your mind differently, because your thoughts are already pre-programmed into your head. You have to ensure that the automatic pilot in your head that used those pre-programmed thoughts is turned off to ensure that you do what you need to do to live the life that you really, really want. Now, you've learned two key things in this video. Your life is as a result of how you see it, and how you see it as a result of your pre-programmed thoughts. That's the number one point you learned. The second point you learned is that you stress yourself as a result of how you see what's going on in your life. In video number two, we're going to explore how to change how you see what's going on in the here and now and in your life.
So suddenly you're exposed to a world of the now. You're exposed to a world of what's going on in your subconscious and how that impacts on your life and how you've theoretically got control of that or should have. And it's certainly life-changing.
But before that, I have a question for you that I would love you to answer. You can answer it in the comments section below, or you can answer it directly by email to me. I want to know what do you want to know out of this video series that will make the change that you want to see in your life? I'm here to help you. Ask and I will answer. My goal is to ensure that I enable you live a stress-free, carefree life effortlessly. Now that's a big promise, big word I've just used, but we'll explore what science has to say about effortlessness as this series progresses as well. One final point for now. Although this has been described by one of my clients as the secret of success, this is not a secret. You know other people who want more out of life too. You may know people who are suffering or think they're suffering in their lives at the moment. Please share this video with as many people as you see fit. And for now, that's it. I'm looking forward to seeing you in video number 2, where we really up the pace, where you are going to experience life in a carefree state of mind. Look forward to seeing you then.